Say good morning. Let's begin. So we have the privilege this morning to begin Sefer Mesilas Yesharim. So just by way of introduction about the Sefer. The truth is today we're going to focus on the introduction of the Mechaber. But just to tell you a little bit about Mesilas Yesharim. So Mesilas Yesharim was written by Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, who lived from 1706 to 1746. He was born in Padua, Italy, and he died actually in Akko, in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ramchal was an interesting individual, obviously an Eloi, an incredibly brilliant, genius type of personality, but the Ramchal had a very difficult life. That's because, as you know, in 1666, there was Shabtai Tzvi, and as a result of Shabtai Tzvi, anyone who engaged in Lurianic Kabbalah for the decades after Shabtai Tzvi was suspected of being a Sabbatian. So there's a story that's told that the Ramchal used to teach Kabbalah to a select group of students, and one of his students related to someone else that Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato had said that the previous night he had a dream, and one of the Malachim came to him to teach him some of the secrets of the Kabbalah. So whether or not the Ramchal said that or not, who knows? It's certainly possible that Ramchal is a person of such stature. But in any event, they got out, and to the powers that be, they got very nervous that there was another Shabtai Tzvi in the making. So Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato was banned from teaching Kabbalah. As a result of the ban of teaching Kabbalah, so the Ramchal was blacklisted. He was blacklisted, and therefore, this is quite amazing, he was unable to even get a job as a Rebbe in like a cheder, an elementary school. He couldn't get a job. Literally, he was blacklisted. Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato, so he became a lens cutter, an optician. He became an optician. He was terribly poor. Finally, again, so probably around 1744, 1745, he makes it to Eretz Yisrael with his family. And pretty much immediately after arriving in Eretz Yisrael, the entire family dies in a plague. So Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato was a young man when he passed away, 40 years old when he passed away, but and an incredibly, exceptionally ridiculous and turbulent and difficult life. But the amazing part is you would never sense that from the way the Ramchal writes and what the Ramchal says. So that, personally, there's many things you learn from the Ramchal. You know, a person has to make sure to maximize every single day of life, because a person never knows how long they're going to live. You know, many of us, can you imagine if the Ramchal lived with the mindset that most of us have? Don't worry about it. I'll just wait till retirement, or I'll just wait till this, or I'll just wait till I get a little bit older. There's plenty of time. Imagine if the Ramchal would have had that mindset. He died at the age of 40. So it's an incredible, incredible Musa, and you'll see why the Ramchal was able to, in fact, go ahead and accomplish so much. There's one other piece that's important by way of Hakdama, and I'll mention this again as we go on, that, you know, there are many different Musar Sfarim out there to learn. The reason why we are learning, or Ashkafa Sfarim, the reason why we're learning the Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzato is because he gives, as we're going to see, a Seder. You're going to see this sefer is only important, and it's only pertinent, and it's only helpful if you want to become a better, holier person. If a person just wants to, you know, read something interesting or pick up a little nugget here or pick up a little nugget there, so Mesilas Yesharim won't really have much of an impact. But if a person says, "I want to be better, I want to be holier," then the Ramchal creates a system for us in which that could happen. So with that, let's begin the Hakdama, the introduction of the Mechaber, because although normally when it comes to Sfarim, people often skip the Hakdama and get right to the meat, the Hakdama of the Sefer is very important because it sets the table. So Amar HaMechaber, Sir Moshe Chaim Lutzato said the following, HaChibur HaZeh lo chibartiv lelameid libnei adam asher lo yadau. So the Ramchal says, the point of this Sefer is not to teach people who do not know things. Ela, lahaskirim es hayadua lehem kvar, umafursam etzlam pirsum gadol. Rather, Ramchal says, the goal of this Sefer is to teach people things that they already know. right? And things that they're going to read it and they're going to say, oh, okay, I knew that already. No groundbreaking ideas. Kilo timtza berov dvarai, ela dvarim sherov b'nei ha'adam yodim osam, velo mistapkim b'hem klal. In the majority of my words, writes the Ramchal, you're going to find things that most people know. And the truth is, most people don't even doubt. You know, sometimes you could talk about something that people know, but people have a machlokis about it. I'm not even going to write about controversial stuff. Ella, shekafi rov pirsumam ukenegen ma she'amita giluy lakol. But rather, the things I'm going to write about, because they are so well known and because they are so obvious to everyone, kacha he'elam mehem matsui mod v'ashichacha rabba. Now, I will say, here the Ramchal exposes a dynamic that is so profound. And the Ramchal says, sometimes the things that we overlook and the things that we neglect to do and the things that we forget about are not the complicated things in life, but rather, again, it's the simple, important things that we know to be true, that are obvious to all, but yet, for some reason, fall between the cracks. Okay. In hato LS, and I will say you're gonna keep, this is why we're doing this akdama, because you're going to see, you're gonna keep this akdama in mind, and page after page of the Ramchal, it's not like he's ever gonna write something and say, wow, I never knew that before. Rather, what more often happens when you learn Sharm is you learn it, and what do you say to yourself? Wow, I knew that already. Like, I can't believe I haven't been doing that. Or I can't believe, like, I haven't been actualizing that. Or why do I have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning to be able to actually get this through? I should know this. It should be pashut. Okay. In hato alas hanilkat mizah sefer yotzi min akriya bapamachas. So we'll say this is, and now you're going to understand also why we are repeating this cycle. Because Vayis Ramchal, the benefit of this sefer, or ultimately, again, the rewards that you can reap from this sefer cannot be gleaned or cannot be reaped from learning it once. Ki kvar efsha shelo yimtza hakori b'sichlo chidushim achar kriyaso shelo hayibol lefnei kriyaso. Because again, it's possible that a person will not find anything after reading this sefer more than what they knew before. He says, ela ma'at avalato elas yotze min achazora alo v'hasmado. The power of Mesilas Yesharim, writes the Mechaber, is a constant review. Because as we know, you always have to review the basics of life. Because we will go ahead and we will remind people of those things that are very often just forgotten from the nature of man. And a person will go ahead and pay heed, pay attention to the obligations that often escape him. So again, so number one, no real chidushim contain the Mesilas Yesharim. Right, the whole idea is to highlight those things that are basic, that are quote-unquote obvious, but are often forgotten. Number two, the power of this is the repetition. So you're also going to see in the Ramchal's style, the Ramchal very often will repeat things, but it's not repetition for the sake of repetition, it's sake of repetition for the sake of reinforcement. He goes on. Vitira, and you will see, im tisponin behove berov ha'olam, if you look just at the present reality of most people, kirov anshi ha'sechel ha'mayir va'pichim va'charifim, yasimu rov hisponinam v'staklusam bedakos ha'chachmos va'omek ha'yunus. We'll say, so what happens? So he says, in today's world, so the majority of people who are exceptionally smart and intellectual and sharp, so what do they like to focus on? They like to focus on the details of Jewish thought, right? They like to plumb the depths of Jewish thought. They like to challenge themselves, and they like to try to get to the bottom of certain Judaic mysteries and understand the intricacies of the Ribono Shel Olam. All these things, ish kafina tiyas sichlo v'chishko hativi. Every single person, according to his nature. There are some people that are fascinated by nature and want to unlock the secrets of creation. And there are other people who go ahead and like to focus themselves. Tchuna is astronomy. Handasa is geometry. So there are some people that like astronomy. There are some people that like science. Some people that like math. Achirim lemelachos. There are other people who like technology. V'achirim yikansu yoser ala kodesh. And there are other people who choose to devote their intellectual prowess to kodesh, to Torah, to hainu, limud ha-Torah ha-kedusha, ha-kedusha. Learning Torah, mehem b'pelpulei. halachas. Some people like to engage in the discussion of halacha. Mehem b'midrashim. Some people like medrash. Mehem b'piskei dinim. Halacha l'maisa. Ach ma'atim yihiyu min amin azeh. Asher yikbu'u iyon v'limud al inyanei shleimos havoda. But say, isn't this amazing? But yet, most of us, even those who are quote-unquote exceptionally intellectual, most people do not go ahead and devote themselves to learning Shleimos HaAvoda, what it means to be a complete Eved Hashem. What does it mean to serve God? Rabbi said, this is an incredible yisod. If we're not going to do this, but if you were to go around and you were to ask people, you know, what does it mean to be an Eved Hashem? What does it mean to be a servant of God? What does it mean to possess Emuna? What does it mean to possess Emuna? And Rabbi said, you should know, many of us have difficulty answering these things, not because we're not ma'aminim chasu shalom, but generally because we've actually just never learned it. I mean, who learned emuna? I mean, you know, if you didn't go to yeshiva, you probably have a better chance of knowing what emuna is. If you went to yeshiva, so you might have learned mesechtas from here until tomorrow, halacha back and forth, every single vartlach and this, that. But what's emuna? A belief in God. What does it mean? How do you practice it? How does it actualize itself? Not sure, and I'm supposed to understand that there's a danger in this. And the danger in this is that if I don't know what emuna is, if I don't know what it means to be an Eved Hashem, then I can't pass that on to my children. And if I can't pass that on to my children, then I'm derelict in my parental responsibilities. Because I'm supposed to, we know that the most important thing you could give your child is not simply a good education. It's not simply, again, to make sure that they're able to secure a profession. Those are all important things. The most important thing that a parent gives a child is Yiras Hashem, is Avas Hashem, and what it means to be an Eved Hashem. That is the most important. That is, if you want to condense all of parenting into one little nugget, it's my job to teach my child how to be a soldier and a servant of the Ribono Shel Olam. But of course, that can only be, obviously, that has many different parts. I'm simplifying a major Herculean life task. But that's my job as a parent. But obviously, that only works if I myself know what it is. So he says, so many people don't know. What is Shleimos HaAvoda? What does it mean to be shalom, to be complete in my Avoda Hashem? Al HaAhava, what it means to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al HaYira, what it means to revere God. Al HaDveikos, what it means to cling to God, closeness. Ve'al Kol Shar Chelki HaChasidus, and all the other different parts of life piety. And I will say, the reason many of us don't know this is not because they're not important to us. Because if you ask a person, they'll say, of course, every single one of these things, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Dveikus Hashem, are all exceptionally important. And everyone will agree that these are necessities in terms of becoming a complete Jew.
But
again, so Amchal is repeating himself, but he says the reason why often I can't define what emuna is, and I can't define what it means to be a real oveid Hashem, to be a real servant of God, is because sometimes I take these things for granted, and they appear to me to be so simple that I don't really feel the need to actively work on them. And therefore, lemaisa, but then what ends up happening? What ends up happening is because it's quote-unquote so simple, and because it's so obvious, and because I don't work on it, so I end up not working on it. And then one day I wake up, and whereas I've learned a lot of Torah, I've acquired a lot of knowledge, I know how to behaviorally do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects of me, but sometimes I'm missing the soul, or I'm missing the kishkas, or I'm missing the internal mechanisms of what it means to be an Oved Hashem. Therefore, says Ramchal, what we're going to be focusing on over here is not the great in-depth chidushim of Judaism. We're not going to be plumbing the depths of Jewish philosophy. We're not going to prove the existence of God. We're not going to unlock the secrets of creation. Those are all wonderful things that everyone should pursue on their own. Instead, what we're going to do is get back to basics, examine the basic building blocks of what it means to be a pious Jew, what it means to be an Eved Hashem, and Amir Hashem will continue over here tomorrow. I don't know exactly who. Yeah.